We're checking in on connectivity and the work of building out broadband in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. President Biden, as you know, signed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill last year with roughly $65 billion dedicated to improving broadband across America. Here's Biden Friday at the House Democratic retreat, courtesy of PBS NewsHour.
We can't be the country where for a mom to get her kid on the internet to be able to do their homework has to pull in the McDonald's parking lot. I mean, for real. That's what's happening.
Are you that parent who has had to drive to a parking lot to get a signal? How much do you budget for having high-speed internet? What projects do you want the federal funds to prioritize for broadband? 800-642-1234. Bill Esbeck is executive director for the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association, a group representing the interests of dozens of telephone companies, internet service providers, and wireless carriers. Bill, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate being here this morning.
Well, in these times, we've realized that affordable and reliable high-speed internet is more than just a nice thing to have. It's become a necessity for communities, for families. Let's hear your take on the situation in Wisconsin. From a telecom perspective, what should we know from your vantage point?
Well, as you mentioned, internet has become an absolute necessity over the last couple of years. That has really been highlighted through the pandemic with the priority on distance learning and telecommuting and telehealth. The availability of internet has really allowed many folks in Wisconsin to get through the pandemic. And, you know, we are focused on continuing to reach those that do not yet have robust broadband service. But I think it's important to put a context on the work that's been done in recent years. And when we look at FCC data from 2016, that data tells us that 85% of all Wisconsin homes had access to a 25/3 broadband service from DSL, cable, fiber, and fixed wireless. And 25 megabits per second down, 3 megabits per second up is what the FCC defines as broadband currently.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2016, we had 85% of the state covered. In December of 2020, and that's the most recently available data set, the FCC data tells us that 97% of Wisconsin is now covered by that 25/3 service using those same four technologies of DSL, cable, fiber, and fixed wireless. So on a statewide basis, we're doing very well. The rural data tells us that we've got room for improvement in rural areas. In 2016, we had about 54% coverage in rural areas from those same four technologies I mentioned at that 25/3 service.
Mm-hmm.
In December of 2020, that was all the way up to over 90% in rural areas. That represents a 36% increase. Now,
I just want to pause there because, you know, that is dramatic. Can you point to that has caused you to see connectivity advance more quickly than in the past?
Yeah, I think we've seen the confluence of federal and state programs that have really targeted unserved areas. We've had a combination of programs from the FCC, over the last couple of years, ACAM 2, which ACAM is the Alternative Connect America model. And then they had a phase two of that program that is really designed to expand broadband access above, you know, meeting and exceeding that 25/3 service. We've also seen an incredible investment from the state of Wisconsin through the state program known as the Broadband Expansion Grant Program. And that's been in place since fiscal year 2014. We've seen 11 cycles of grants awarded from the Public Service Commission, which administers that program. And the Public Service Commission has awarded more than $178 million in grants over that time period. And that does not include the matching funds that the private sector providers bring to the table.
Well, another round of those PSC grant applications due tomorrow, I would like to add. But I'm going to reintroduce you here. Bill Esbeck, Executive Director for the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association, as we get up to date on broadband connectivity in Wisconsin, where it's at. You can join in. What is internet access like in your part of the state? Is it reliable? How much do you have to spend to stay connected online? Can you afford it? Do you have issues with throttling? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Bill, you bring up these public-private partnerships, and I think which is really interesting to look at, and I want to spend some time on this because, you know, they say that these P3s, as they say, and I'm wondering, who is the lead partner here? Is it the public partner or the private government partner that is best able to design and build an effective high-speed internet network for a community? Who takes the lead?
Yeah, in most cases, it is the private sector company that is taking the lead and actually making the grant application. We do have a couple examples in recent cycles where the public entity, the local government, has been the lead, but the planning, the engineering, the ownership, the operation, that should be left to the private sector provider. These are companies that have, in many cases, been providing telecommunications service for more than 100 years. They are the subject matter experts in designing the networks, running the network successfully, taking care with the customer service. They are the entity in the partnership that should be entrusted with the ownership and operation of the network.
But with all of these federal grant dollars flowing in, hundreds of millions of dollars, if you look at in recent years, it does make me wonder who should own the completed internet network for a community, because there is immense federal subsidy and buy-in.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a goal. Expanding internet access is a goal that everyone supports at every level of government. And what we have seen is the successful expansion of broadband internet in Wisconsin is owned and operated by the private sector providers. We've actually seen a handful of companies in recent years, a handful of communities in recent years make efforts to build their own broadband and internet facilities mm-hmm. in their communities, and they have not been successful. They don't have the subject matter expertise, and in multiple cases, they've been forced to sell their infrastructure to private sector providers because they have not been able to make the business work, and they've been losing a significant amount of money.
I'm thinking Reedsburg comes to mind as one example. How would you rate that community?
Reedsburg is unique in the time period that they entered the marketplace, and they entered the telecommunications and internet marketplace well before internet really took hold in Wisconsin. And they are the exception to the rule. If you look at the village of Jackson, if you look at Shawano and Antigo, recently Sun Prairie, those are all communities who tried to own and operate their own internet businesses to provide broadband access for their residents, and they failed. They had to go to the Public Service Commission and request from the Public Service Commission the the sale of those properties. And they laid it out in black and white, you know, how much money they were losing, what they were projected to lose in coming years. It was not a pretty picture that they painted. And they had, you know, they had to be very forthright with the Public Service Commission in those documents. But those communities have tried and failed much more recently than the Reedsburg start date that you point out.
Let's pause right here with Bill Esbeck, who leads the Wisconsin State Telecom Association, representing the interests of telecom providers, as we discuss the rollout of broadband in our state and the status of it. What challenges do you have with the internet where you live? What would help? Whose job is it to solve and pay for the last mile problem, getting rural customers connected? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Bill Esbeck here on the Ideas Network. We're checking in on broadband in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access, they met again a week ago to work on connectivity. Meanwhile, the PSC, the Public Service Commission, is making available $100 million for the next round of state broadband expansion grants we've been talking about. Eligible applicants would be cities, villages, towns, telecoms. Application deadline tomorrow for that round of grants. How would broadband be deployed more efficiently to underserved regions of our state? 800-642-1234. Bill Esbeck leads the Wisconsin State Telecom Association with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Mickey now in Ellison Bay. Hi, Mickey. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hi. First off, I appreciate the grant and the information that your guest is sharing. However, having worked with the Economic Development Committee in the town of Liberty Grove for 5 years now, it just seems like this is just a really slogging, long process. In your question about who will ultimately own the infrastructure that hopefully will be invested in by a public-private partnership with the town of Liberty Grove and Insight, who is one of the few companies who have demonstrated, finally have demonstrated some interest in helping us up here. If they're acquired or things change hands, as we see all the time, our taxpayer money, as you pointed out, is being put into developing this infrastructure, and our town will be borrowing money to put that investment in. And I still may not see any results from that because I won't be the first one who gets connected. What kind of safeguards in these public-private partnerships are we going to have that we are not then at the mercy of the providers who already currently do not make any effort to help us at all?
Mickey, thank you. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Nikki, thank you so much for that question. I can tell you that you've got more than a 100-year guarantee that Insight is not going anywhere. Insight was founded the same year that that WSTA was founded in 1910. They began as the Pulaski Telephone Company. They're still a family-owned operation. And they've been an incredible example of a company that has evolved over the years. They have their local landline fiber broadband operations, and they have Cellcom, which is one of the largest regional, still family-owned cellular providers in the nation. But I know Insight has been doing incredible work in Door County. They've also got partnerships with communities like Bailey's Harbor. I've spoken with some of the individuals that are involved in the Bailey's Harbor project, and they've got other things in the works in Door County and that area of the state. They are going to be bringing their private sector capital to the table. And I want to make sure that this is clear. When we're talking about grants that are supported by either state dollars or federal dollars, the private sector providers still bring a significant amount of funding to the table. In many cases, it's more than half the value of the project in terms of the investment, but you cannot discount the subject matter expertise that they bring to the table to run the network and run the business effectively and efficiently. You cannot buy that off the shelf. You have to have people who are capable of, you know, of running the business and making sure that it is successful for the long term.
And I hear that because, you know, once you put in that infrastructure, once you lay all that cable all over the state, there is the maintenance of all that new infrastructure. There's security, how to build out the security and the maintenance of that. And, you know, Mickey is getting at this here. There's a lot of risk involved. There's risk for communities. And what if that provider changes hands, even though it has been around for 100 years? As all this infrastructure comes in, you know, that is also a concern on the minds of communities. How do you maintain this? And who is going to maintain it?
Yeah, and if there is a transition with a company, it is in the best interest of everyone involved in that transaction, including the acquiring company, to maintain that service. You know, that is the revenue stream that that the acquiring company is purchasing. They are going to want to continue providing that service, continue the relationship with those customers, so that the business can continue effectively.
And speaking of that revenue stream, and I'm just going to reintroduce you here as we talk to Bill Esbeck, Executive Director for the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association, looking at broadband, 800-642-1234. The revenue streams for these companies, I mean, once the broadband is accessible, there is cost. There is the cost that, you know, is completely out of reach for some households. What is your association's position on net neutrality, on the concept of an open, equal internet for everyone?
So I think net neutrality and affordable internet may be conflated in a way that isn't helpful for this conversation. But what I will say is that in the infrastructure package that was signed into law by President Biden in November, there's a $14 billion affordable connectivity program that I'm confident WSTA members are going to participate in. And what that will do is provide a $30 subsidy from the federal government on a monthly basis to help buy down the cost of internet service for individuals that qualify. So that'll be $30 per month for most households in a situation where the internet service is being provided on tribal lands. That's a $75 support mechanism per month. So the you know, there are efforts that are currently in place with Lifeline and support that has been around for telecommunication service for decades, and we are transitioning to really robust support mechanisms for internet service, not just on the state level, but on the national level. And we're seeing that with the $14 billion commitment that was part of the infrastructure package signed by President Biden.
So as we start to close here and wrap up, the governor's task force on broadband access in last year's report set the goal of giving all homes and businesses in the state access to 100 megabits per second by 2031. How realistic is that timeline?
Well, I think that's very realistic. I think if we are taking advantage of the new maps that will be more accurate and more granular than the current maps, and the new maps will be available this year. And that has been a national project to get those more accurate maps available. If we take advantage of those maps and identify exactly where the unserved and underserved areas are, we can absolutely target our support, both state and federal, to the customers that do not yet have that robust internet service that we all want to have.
Bill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Bill Esbeck, Executive Director for the Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association, representing local exchange carriers, wireless, and internet service providers. Ahead this hour, we learn about how to avoid internet and phone scams with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Have you or a loved one lost money to internet fraud or a phone scam? What did a phishing attempt try to get you to do? 800-642-1234. We'll talk about it. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.